Now, bevacizumab can also be given and has been looked at in the second-line setting. It is not FDA approved in that setting, but it's been combined with chemotherapy, either docetaxel or pemetrexed, and both improved progression-free survival compared to chemotherapy by itself. It's also been combined with erlotinib and actually had a very interesting increase in progression-free survival and as well as increased response rate. So there are various studies looking at using erlotinib and bevacizumab in the maintenance setting. There's a randomized trial for that indication, as well as a larger trial looking at it in the second-line setting, randomizing patients to chemotherapy with or without bevacizumab.
Yeah, that's really a fascinating concept of molecular therapy without chemotherapy. What I've heard some people talk about is, you know, the non-smoker or the patient with a gene mutation somewhere as part of or following first-line therapy or in that mix. Any times where you would consider that or where you've used it?
I haven't used it with erlotinib yet. However, I can tell you some anecdotes. So I've had a patient who actually proceeded to receive combination chemotherapy with bevacizumab. He did so well, we continued just bevacizumab by itself for about a year. At that point, his disease progressed, and we decided to start pemetrexed. We first started with pemetrexed by itself because my thought was at the time, well, his disease is now growing through bevacizumab. It's not going to help any longer. So we gave two cycles, and his disease was stable at that point. Well, I would sure like to see the disease regress, and he was having some symptoms with his disease. So I actually added bevacizumab back on, and he had a response. So I think bevacizumab probably does improve the delivery of chemotherapy to tumors and actually may help the chemotherapy itself work better. And so that patient continued on bevacizumab as well as pemetrexed for over a year. And now his disease is now progressing again, and we are going to start at this point erlotinib. But I could potentially then stop pemetrexed and start erlotinib with bevacizumab. That would be one setting. I think in a patient who's already on bevacizumab, just like a patient who's on Herceptin, we may continue the antibody consistently throughout their lifetime and adding or taking away different drugs to try to control their tumor.
How old is this patient that you were talking about?
In his 50s.
And how long ago was he diagnosed with metastatic disease?
In 2006.
So it's been a couple years. He's
right.
Had a couple years. He's been on bevacizumab, I guess, the whole time?
The whole time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You wonder, are there any predictors? I mean, he sounds like he's maybe somehow there's something about him and his tumor that's more favorable towards bevacizumab. Any way to try to pick those people out?
Unfortunately, not at this point. From the ECOG trial, there were some different molecular characteristics, at least serum blood levels of certain factors that may predict. But again, this was such a small subset of patients, we just don't know. We know it's not VEGF levels in the circulation, so there's something more than that in these patients that predict whether or not their tumors need bevacizumab to control them.
Now, the idea of bevacizumab, as you mentioned, somehow allowing greater access of, say, chemotherapy to the tumor. What about greater access of biologics? I mean, erlotinib, I would assume, has no problem getting into the tumor. Is that right?
Correct. That's a thought. So it's unclear whether or not bevacizumab is helping erlotinib or they're just both drugs that are just truly additive.